Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm kind of chuckling because my producer that's filling in pulled a fast one on me. So anyway, it is free for all for Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I have an article here that I found kind of inspiring, and I hope that you will, too. And, of course, we're always talking about being an advocate for rural America. I believe rural America is the foundation of all America, and all America needs to be watching and protecting rural America. Property rights, your food supply, yada, 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 all of that. We need to be protecting it. But this is an NFL star. And he gives up everything to become a farmer. And I thought, well, maybe he was born down on the farm. But from this article, it didn't much sound like it. This time of the year, it says in this article, this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is a part of the Heritage Foundation. And it's written by Maddie Donnelly. And she starts writing here. This time of year, we hear a lot about the importance of being thankful and giving back. Rarely, though, do we see an example as pure and perfect as that of an ex-NFL star, Jason Brown. Brown, who hails from Henderson, North Carolina, played football at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and quickly was singled out as an all-star. In 2005, he went to play for the Baltimore Ravens, before signing a five-year contract for $37.5 million with the St. Louis Rams in 2009. At the time, this deal made him the highest-paid NFL center of all time. In his personal life, meanwhile, Brown struggled to locate the positive impact he was making. A man of faith, he decided that football no longer could sustain him. And after making $20 million of his contract, he walked away from the NFL. My agent told me you're making the biggest mistake of your life, Brown said. He said, I told him, I looked right back at him and I said, no, I'm not. No, I am not. Brown decided his calling was in serving others. And decided the best way to do that would be by farming. Yes, you read that correctly, farming. He bought a farm and began teaching himself how to cultivate crops on YouTube. Along with his wife, Tay, and their four children, one of whom he recently delivered himself, he's really going for a man of the year, isn't he, here? He now calls a 1,000-acre farm in Louisiana, North Carolina, home. The farm dubbed First Fruits Farm. I thought that was an awesome name. First Fruits Farm donates their first harvest of each season to charity. This year, Brown donated 10,000 pounds of cucumbers and 100,000 pounds of sweet potatoes to organizations such as the Society of St. Andrew, the Interfaith Food Shuttle, and the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina. Despite being so busy, he's not slowing down anytime soon. Next year, he plans to plant twice as much acreage and plans to hold a great harvest festival, inviting locals to enjoy fishing, hay rides, a corn maze, and live entertainment from local churches. Now, isn't that a great way to start out a Friday? We hear all the bad stuff about the NFL. And we recently had some sad things happen in Missouri. But as we look at this gentleman and the example of his heart, a heart of giving and servanthood, because he is a man of faith, it said, he's giving away the first harvest, the first fruits farm. Gives away the first harvest of every harvest, the first of it. I think that is so commendable. Down on the farm, from the NFL down on the farm, North Carolina is a lucky state to have that man there. And you know, a 1,000-acre farm and growing the crops that he's doing, he's put some people to work. It's not just that he's providing food. It's not just that he's giving. He's providing jobs. Now, that's something that government cannot do. They're always telling us they're going to make jobs, but they cannot, will not, never can make a job. And they do not produce anything except trouble, chaos. I'm sorry, I didn't. We have Leora from Minnesota. Leora, how are you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm kind of upset because my son is in Glendive, Montana, and he cut his finger here a month or so ago, about an eighth of an inch, and the nurses, Chase, Labatt, and Robinson, turned around, and they did not take him into a doctor. They asked him to put bandages on it and hold it over his head for 20 minutes while it was squirting blood out. Now, if you turn around and know anything about cutting yourself, when the blood starts squirting
out. Where is your son?
He's in Glendive, Montana.
Okay. What kind of an accident did he have?
He had an accident in the kitchen. He was cutting something, and he cut his finger.
He was at home in the kitchen?
Huh?
He was at home in the kitchen?
No, he was in prison.
Oh, okay.
He's in the correctional facility in Glendive.
Okay.
He never saw a doctor. The nurses decided that he ought to hold something over his finger and hold it over his head.
Well, that does stop the throbbing. They say if you get it above your heart, it does stop the throbbing. Now, as far as not seeing a doctor, you know, I cut my hand several years back, and I didn't see a doctor, and it needed stitches, but a nurse practitioner did the stitches.
Yeah, well, this one bled for about 2 to 3 days, was leaking blood for 2 to 3 days.
Okay, well, let me ask you, what is the point of telling me here on CSC Talk Radio?
Okay, but there are quite a few inmates there, Glendive in particular. You have a Mr. Wilson inmate.
Okay, I just want you to, why are you telling me this? What can I possibly do?
Get people to turn around and get upset about the way people are being treated. I'm trying to retire, and I am 67 years old, and I started up a blog, montanainjustice.blogspot.com.
Okay. We're going into a break. You just gave your blog spot. I'm on the air there in Glendive, Montana. Tell everybody howdy for me. We're going to let you go, Leora. Thank you so much for your call. We're going into a break. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Are you one of the millions of people who take pills for pain management? Then listen up. The breakthrough topical pain creams from RX Topical Relief may help reduce your pain without needing to take a pill. Topical pain creams combine the benefits of multiple medications for a greater effect without many of the side effects from pills such as addiction, nausea, and dizziness. In fact, topical pain creams bypass your GI and liver to minimize absorption into your bloodstream. If you're in pain and have private health insurance, call RX Topical Relief today and see if you qualify for topical pain creams. The good news is that there will be very little or no out-of-pocket expense if this prescription is covered by health insurance. Call 1-800-318-0800. That's 1-800-318-0800. Call 1-800-318-0800 today. That's 1-800-318-0800. 1-800-318-0800. RX Topical Relief topical creams are currently not available for Medicare and Medicaid patients.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, it is Free For All Friday. We will talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, we gave the positive news, which was on a personal level, with a young man, I'm going to call him a young man, that gave up everything with the NFL to serve others and went into farming. Went into farming. Well, maybe there's a few in D.C. that need to go into farming because they don't know how to serve others. They passed the omnibus or the crominus bill. I can't even say it. To me, it's just stupid. And, well, let me see here. I've got it. They did it at midnight last night, you know. It was looming. The time was running out on them. It's not like this, you know, it's not like they had a whole year to take care of this. We were just here last year, weren't we? Shutting down the government. It says here, and this is another Daily Signal article, with a midnight deadline looming, the House of Representatives tonight, last night, voted 219-206 to pass a $1.1 trillion spending bill to keep the government running. Now, remember, we've just been bragging about this November election when the Republicans are going to have the advantage over the Democrats. Do you remember that? Now, they haven't taken office yet. We're in what they call the lame duck session. So here's what happens. My job tonight is to say thank you and Merry Christmas, says House Speaker John Boehner from Ohio. I call him O'Boehner. Conservatives are unhappy that the spending measures did not defund President Obama's move to grant legal status to millions of illegal immigrants, while liberals are upset that the bill rolls back what they consider key Wall Street reforms. The spending package now moves to the Senate, which will have until Saturday to vote after the House approved a bridge bill to allow the upper chamber a little more time. A late-breaking stalemate on the spending bill had lawmakers and the White House on their toes well into the evening as they scrambled to avoid another partial shutdown of the government. Personally, I'd have been okay with it. I'd have been okay with them shutting down. I'm kind of done with them. Aren't you? After Obama cabinet officials and aides placed calls to skeptical Democrats and the spending bill carried with 162 Republicans and 57 Democrats, it's nice to see them working together, isn't it? Little more than 2 hours before the deadline, voting no were 67 Republicans and 139 Democrats. Working together, my friends, working together to spend your money. $1.1 trillion. That ought to get them through till next September, huh? Don't you think? What's your budget look like for 2015? What does your budget look like for 2015? We've got Bob from Michigan. Bob, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I just have a couple quick comments on this the new budget thing that's going through the $1.01 trillion or whatever, moving its way through Congress, and I think that's kind of what you're on there. You realize that this is going to take a huge bite out of private pensions, right?
Oh, sure it is.
Okay, well, I just want to bring this up. Is they're acting like this is a big deal, that they're all their little special pet programs are shut down. While they're doing that and everybody's worrying that they can't get into the parks and recreations area, the guys that are the boomers, as it were, that are on these pensions are going to find out that their pensions are shrinking miraculously below anything they can imagine. I just can't imagine. Everybody talks about, oh, we're going to, you know, impeach the president, we're going to recall this or that. Where are the people doing this?
Yeah, exactly. You know, they keep talking about, let's have a lawsuit here, let's have a lawsuit there. That just spends the taxpayers' money. Why don't we just start obeying the Constitution?
Well, and I've said, and I've called in before, and I've said this before, we have all the legal remedies that we need. The unfortunate thing is, as this lawlessness at the top continues, we're going to have fewer and fewer people that want to obey the law because, and I don't know if you remember the one incident where they had some young man at the courthouse trying to file paperwork, and a cop comes over to him and he says, there's no Constitution. You know, Obama's decimated the Constitution, and if he doesn't follow it, neither do we. This is the attitude that's happening here, and I think what's even more serious than even this bill is whoever gets into this office after this, whatever this is that's in there now, is gone, is going to be at least as worse, because for whatever reason, these people think they can run this thing by precedent. They're not looking to the Constitution. They're not looking to the laws that are there to protect us all.
Oh, absolutely not. They're not after us at all. And I'm going to get to that too, Bob. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Well, I want to go on with this. Bob makes some really good points. Folks, they are not. They are not just temporarily working together. They've been together on this all along, from Obamacare and on beyond. They can't think of enough ways to take your money. and then make it look like they're doing you a favor. Let's go on with this. In the waning hours, before government funding was to run out of midnight last night, support for the spending measure from Democrats and Republicans alike continued to falter. Oh my goodness, did you hear the earth, did you feel the earthquake last night? Boehner, oh Boehner, and Obama, uneasy allies, oh sure they are, joined forces, again they joined forces, to rally votes for the 1,603-page measure, dubbed the Cromnibus Bus Bill, because it combines the Congress calls on omnibus bill spending with a continuing resolution, or the CR. So they call it Cromnibus. Well, it's not a perfect bill, said Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat from Nevada, but this bill is so much better than a short-term CR, continuing resolution. Nothing's changed, has it, my friends? They're still spending your money without blinking an eye, pretending to fight one another over one thing or another. But who wins and who loses? It's always we, the people. One man took a stand. I'm going to find this here real quick. And I watched that this morning. I watched his little speech. I've misplaced it here. Oh. Okay, we'll go to Theodore. Theodore, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Bethann. How are you? It's Open Line Friday.
It is.
I wanted to comment on the my rural Missourian, the article about you.
Oh, thank you.
And I would like to place your name, unless you and your husband have a objection to it, in nomination for Mrs. Missouri. because I'm sitting here looking at the photo, and I see some beautiful Irish eyes just smiling right. And your listeners really should go to that info at ruralmissouri.coop to get a look at this article. It is just absolutely beautiful. I'll let you pontificate. Thank you, Beth.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Theodore. What a sweet thing. Sure, go ahead, nominate me. I appreciate that. I don't know about the Irish eyes, but they are bright blue, and I'll tell you what, they're fighting for you. We're going into a break. We've got calls lined up. I'm going to have to get squared away on that in the break time. The calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. CSC Talk Radio is your talk show. This is your day, Free for All Fridays, 877-895-5410. And we will all be right back.
Brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her Real Buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her Real Buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interest, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit CSCTalkRadio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic State? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House. Only $16.99.
C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in one-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. C&J Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, you know, I just wanted to make a real quick comment with what you've been talking about. You know, our government is going to shut down in about 6.5 hours, and it's going to be remaining shut down for about 63 hours. And I honestly don't know if the American people can handle that.
You're kidding, right?
Well, it closes, you know, Friday at 5 o'clock and then, you know, resumes service, you know, Monday morning.
So that happens every weekend then, right?
Yeah, then, you know, if the holiday is involved, you know, it's even longer. And, of course, we're going into the holidays and we're going to have a number of shutdowns.
Well, you know, with what they've been doing, I think we'd be a lot better off if they would just shut down.
Yeah. No one stands on principle anymore in Washington, D.C.
You got that. D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, going to lunch together, Republicans and Democrats, sharing a drink. They don't care at all about we the people, that's for sure. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the call. We have Jerry from Nebraska. Jerry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Fine. I'll make it quick. My battery's going dead here. A couple of quotes to fit into the program here by James Madison. He said, history records that the money changers have used every form of abuse, intrigue, and deceit and violent means possible to maintain their control over the government by controlling the money and its issuance. Did you get that?
I got it. Yep.
Okay, and one by Henry Ford. It's well enough that the people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system, for if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning, Henry Ford.
Yep.
They knew. Wake up, America.
They knew, and you know what? I think I said it yesterday when we had Tony and Tiso on, or maybe it was Wednesday with Melody Cederstrom, but it has long been said that the genius of what they've done, taking your taxes, taking them out before you ever see them in your paychecks, because if you had to physically pay that tax to a tax collector, there would be a rebellion in this nation like you've never seen before. I appreciate the call, Jerry. Thank you so much. You know, as I was going into that other break, I had something I wanted to share with you. I put it on Facebook. There's a 90 seconds little video, and this also came from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. And this Senator Tom Coburn, he's a Republican from Oklahoma. He gets on a little speech about, and he gets a little emotional, at least I thought he did, about the oath that they take when they come into office. And their oath is to guard and protect and uphold the Constitution and the liberties of the people. He said, we don't take an oath to get money for our state. He said, if you can get it, that's something. But that's not what we're here for. Let me share this with you. It says here, and this was by Melissa Quinn, in an emotional farewell address, Senator Tom Coburn, Republican of Oklahoma, today encouraged fellow lawmakers to heed their oath of office, saying it doesn't include securing goodies for their home states. Coburn, perhaps best known for combating government waste, took to the Senate floor for his remarks, and the Oklahoma Republican reminded colleagues that they take an oath to protect the United States of America, its Constitution, and its liberties. Now, just so we can understand phraseology, the Constitution isn't the one with the liberties. It's you and me, we the people. That is who they're there to protect. That is who they're there to guard over. What is not included, Coburn said, is a requirement for senators to provide benefits to your state. It's nice to be able to do things for your state, but that isn't our charge. Our charge is to protect the future of our country by upholding the Constitution and ensuring the liberty that's guaranteed there is protected and preserved. Well, those are nice words. I don't have his voting record in front of me, but those are nice words. Coburn, a physician elected to the Senate in 2004 and reelected in 2010, had announced in January that he would retire before the end of this second term. The Heritage Foundation President Jim DeMint, a former senator representing South Carolina, saluted his parting message. Today, Congress bids farewell to a great champion for liberty. That came from Jim DeMint. Senator Tom Coburn reminded his colleagues, myself included, to be ever vigilant in spending the resources of Congress's employers, the American people. The D.C. occupiers have forgotten who they're there for. In fact, many of them never knew. The only time they want a connection with you is when they need your vote. Once they get in their offices and they start occupying those offices and they start cutting deals with lobbyists, whether it's for their state or something else, some other agenda, you, we the people, are long forgotten. That Constitution means absolutely nothing, or they would have done something to have stopped what just happened in the executive orders. They are not enemies, my friends. You need to get that through your head. They are working together against we the people. Now, there are a few who are good or trying to be good, and I would assume they just lost one in Senator Tom Coburn. He knew what his job description was. He knew that he was there to guard and protect your liberties, or the liberties of those in Oklahoma that he was representing as senator. Do yours know? I know Claire McCaskill doesn't know. Roy Blunt doesn't know. They have long been lost to big government and party. They do not know who we the people are. And that, my friends, is why the Republic has got to stand up. Just like in Horton Hears a Who, we need to start standing up. We are here, we are here, we are here. And your days are numbered there. Whether it's in your state capital or in D.C. They need to know that we the people, the little who's, that they only want to come to when they need a vote, are awake and watching and aware. Your liberties are being chopped away. Your money is being taken, stolen from you, mind you. It is being stolen from you. When they try to hide the taxes within a 1,200 or more page document called Obamacare, they're stealing from you. You can blame Gruber all you want. He was hired to do what he did. He's not the one who voted it in. It was your representatives and your senators. They're the ones who are guilty. You need to focus on what's going on. And this Cromnibus bill that they've got, that they just passed, adding another $1.1 trillion. Man, I hope they can get by, because they only gave the health department, $21 billion? I've looked that up. $21 billion for their annual budget. What's your budget look like? What does your Christmas budget look like? Going to be able to make it? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It is free for all Friday, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases, Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Canby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Canby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Canby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Canby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Canby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Canby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Canby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Canby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit CZE.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I went and grabbed my article. It was the Department of Health and Human Services, and they have doubled. They get $21 billion annually for their budget. I wonder what your budget is. We've got Mike from Texas. Mike, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann. I want to tell you what they're doing to us in Texas. We're almost a neighbor, if you know what I mean.
You're almost what?
I think we're almost a neighbor.
You are. You know, Missouri almost neighbors with everybody.
Yeah, we're just separated by Arkansas. But anyway, they're playing a shell game with the taxes here in Texas, and I would expect it's going on or going to be going on everywhere. For example, they keep talking about lowering our property taxes. And they do, to some extent, occasionally lower them. But what they don't talk about is the raising of all the other taxes. For example, I'm looking at four tax bills that come in every year this morning. As a matter of fact, just by perfect timing, they raise my school taxes to 350-something. They raise my water bill taxes. Can you imagine this? Now, this is just a little local mud district. $625 a year.
Ooh.
They've raised my assessment fees for the association for the homeowners, which you're required to pay in Texas mostly because of no zoning, to $415 a year. And they lowered my property taxes. Here's what I'm paying in property tax. Actual property tax, the one they brag about all the time on the news media, to $10. $10.30. So, in other words, the one they talk about, the shell game, they're playing that shell game like Abbott and Costello, or, you know, where they put the ball under the shell and
don't look at the man behind the curtain, as they say on Oz.
Right. They talk about the lowering of your property taxes. Mine are $10.30. But they never talk about, while they're doing that, the man behind the curtain is raising all these other taxes. Can you imagine I'm paying over $50 a month just in taxes for my water bill?
You know, if we add up all the taxes that we pay, the majority of Americans across this nation that are working, that are paying all these taxes, we're probably paying 60 to 70%.
You know that 50% is a serf and 60% is a slave.
And there we got it. There we go. Yep, exactly. All right, I'm going to go on to the next one, Mike. Thank you. We have Jim from Michigan. Jim, how are you today?
Pretty good. Thank you for letting me on. I don't know if most people know about the Knob Creek Resolution at Knob Creek, Kentucky.
Yes.
That's where Lincoln lived down there, where they have a machine gun shoot down there with the militia. And on April 14th, 1996, every militia head from walked into an FBI office and gave them the Knob Creek Resolution. It's a declaration. Our respect for the opinions of the citizens of the several states demand that we state the reasons for our actions. Our governments have deprived the citizens of the several states of their God-given rights by ignoring the letter and spirit of the Constitution as written by our forefathers and given us to trust. We have warned the people from time to time of attempts of legislatures to take unlawful control of our lives. Some have listened, some have not. Our grievances have fallen on deaf ears of the legislature. The voice of justice is silence in the courts. Bureaucrats, representatives, senators, judges, and our executive officers have no respect for the Constitution, which define the role and limits of government. Declaration of Independence in 1776 clearly states the terms and reasons why we the people have the right and duty to restore our lawful constitutional government. Therefore, we the people, acting in accordance with the second article of the Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America, hereby declare and affirm the following.
Okay, I'm going to have to slow you down. I'm just about out of time. So how much more you got?
Well, it goes on and on. That's,
okay.
That's,
well, I've got your point. And you know, it's kind of something that I preach every week. We were designed to be governed locally. God created man. Man created the state. The state created the federal government. God should be first, then the man, then the state, and the federal government should be on the bottom. It's not supposed to be on the top dictating. It has tried to take the place over the creator. And this isn't Sunday school. This is just the way it is, my friends. This is the way the founding fathers set it up. We are to be sovereign individuals. We are to have sovereign, where we live, sovereign states. And as a whole, we are to be a sovereign United States. 50 states united. For one reason. Liberty. Freedom. The word justice, as you mentioned, Jim, seems to be confusing people these days. Because what they were screaming for justice in Missouri not too long ago was more of a revenge than justice. If you don't get what you want, then you call it justice to do the other. That's not justice. Justice is truth. Truth isn't always easy. And truth, we have to trust what's going on. But I'll tell you one thing. We can't trust the elected right now because they are corrupt. But we are still the ones in charge if we choose to be the ones in charge. Call them. Write them. I have letters of grievances. Send them. The final one was on immigration. The last one. I don't know that it's the final one. Who in Whoville is willing to sign your name to a paper? Who in Whoville is willing to make a phone call, to take a representative out for coffee, or a senator, and have a chat with them? Not an argument, a chat. Who in Whoville is willing to make their voice heard? In the movie Horton Hears a Who, it has to be every single one of the Who's. Well, we know our revolution in the first time was a very small percent who fought and sacrificed and died for the majority to have property rights, liberties, freedoms, freedom of religion, freedom of press, freedom of speech. And yet, we've been compromising and we've been losing. We have trusted the elected because that's the kind of people we are, to do that which is right, to stand by the oath that they take. But those who are faithful in little are also faithful in much, and the majority of our politicians have not been faithful in anything, certainly not to we, the people, the Republic. It is about we, the people. When we make it that way, make sure that you in Whoville are heard so that we can all bring America home.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Nothing up my sleeve.
Do you believe in magic?
Now you see it.
Now you don't. The real magic of control is now you see it, now you don't, and your freedoms are gone. Richard Mack, gleaning from his wisdom and experience, titled his newest book, The Magic of Gun Control, knowing there is no such thing as magic, but only planned and thought-out illusions. We're being fed illusions when government officials tell us gun control will make and keep us safer. We're being fed illusions as truth when officials try to make us believe that the bad guys will obey their gun laws and restrictions. It is with years of experience that Sheriff Mack knows the only magic in gun control is when the Second Amendment is honored, and that America is truly free. Order The Magic of Gun Control today. Send $22 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Order The Magic of Gun Control today.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.